Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. This is Lee Brekeen with the Sports Scouting Report, your host. Today's show, I'm going to talk about the LSU game. We're going to recap the LSU-Mississippi State game. What a game, man. A game of two different games within one. We're also going to talk about high school football. Was able to see a lot of high school games this past week. Talk about Dunham, Denham Springs, Liberty, Live Oak, Bonneville, and Martin Luther King High School. So there's a lot of high school football I'm going to talk about today. Just the teams that I saw, not so much trying to talk about the whole state. We'll do that in about a week or two. First of all, let's go ahead and get into LSU football. And before we do that, I want to thank some sponsors. I want to thank the Bug Man, Gros Savon, John Harvey Toyota, Medine's Collision Center. Great, great people. Support all these businesses. Gage, Treads and Care Tire Company. A lot of great companies that have been behind me from the beginning with this podcast. And really appreciate that. Also want to let everybody know that everybody I'm going to talk about today for the high schools will be in our preview magazine that came out 3 weeks ago. If you're a parent and you're just now listening to our show first time, go to lafootballmagazine.com and get your preview magazine. It's an actual print magazine with every high school in it in the state, every college, recruiting. It'd take you a week to read it, but every kid we're going to talk about today is in the preview magazine for Louisiana Football Magazine. That's lafootballmagazine.com. Let's go ahead and talk about LSU. I was at the game, like a lot of people, over 90,000, I think, were in attendance. The first half was really tough to watch. If you're a fan, it's probably even tougher if you're just looking at it from a fan standpoint. If you're looking at it deeply into the trenches and you're watching every position, not the scoreboard, like I always find myself doing, you felt like LSU was going to come back and win this because the defense really played great. Except that first series or two that State scored, you know, they were leading by two touchdowns most of the first half. Getting that touchdown right at the end of the first half for LSU was really key. I thought that put LSU back in the game, but really what I take from this is that this is pretty much what I thought LSU would be. And I even predicted a 10-2 season. I know that LSU can only lose one more game, but this is why I predicted a 10-2 season. LSU's got a heck of a defense, and their offensive line's coming along, and they have great skill players. So, I mean, they really have a lot of what you need to have a great year. And Coach Kelly kind of hinted around about, hey, look, if we continue to progress, we continue to get better, what he's basically saying, and he said it, if you read between the lines, we've got a chance to be a really good team. Florida State game, they weren't ready to be who they are now. If they play that game again, they beat Florida State every day, all day. Just on defense. Because Mississippi State, to me, is a better team than Florida State. Mississippi State is one of the top 25 programs in the country. And you know what? Usually when LSU wins a game, people kind of make the opponent not look as good or say, oh, they're not as good. No, Mississippi State's defense, five, maybe six of their starters will play in the NFL, maybe even more than that. Their offense, same thing. They've got five or six guys that'll play in the league. They have one of the most experienced teams in the SEC. Just remember that. This is a really good Mississippi State team. This is probably their best team in about 7 years. And LSU won the game with a younger team and a new coach and a new quarterback. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more LSU football. And also high school football when we come back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Before we get to high school football, another thing that I took from the LSU game, and it's something that you hope that happens for the for a program, is that their star-studded linebacker, Harold Perkins, who they signed, number one linebacker in the country in recruiting rankings, has really lived up to the billing. And it looks like he's going to be all that and more. That is really, really key for LSU, because having Harold Perkins where he's at, so advanced, kind of like a Devin White, this guy's going to be a first-round pick. And he's really looking like a senior right now. I mean, he's only a freshman, 6'2", 225 pounds, can run a 4.45 40. He's already got 1.5 sacks on the season from this past game. And is already in double digit in tackles. And look, the way Micah Bakersfield's playing, Jones had a good game at linebacker. They've got talent. Greg Penn had a good game at linebacker. And everybody talks about the D-line, but the linebackers were filling the holes. They were coming up and tattooing people. And that's what I saw in the game. I saw a D-line that allowed the linebackers to come in and just close. And DBs that are aggressive. This is a more aggressive team. The last 2 years, LSU was not aggressive on defense. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. This LSU defense will keep them in every game. And I think Jaden Daniels, he is becoming a better quarterback. He's just not there yet. But in the meantime, he can run. And when he can run, you know, I thought about this over the weekend. Who does he remind me of? And who was successful doing it? Well, Cam Newton, if you remember at Auburn, won the Heisman Trophy. He liked to run a lot. And people said, there's no way that he can do that a full season. He did. He did it on everybody. He basically had 100 yards rushing almost in every game. Some games, 200 yards rushing. Nobody could stop Cam Newton. He was just so fast. Now, he was bigger than Jaden Daniels. But still, Jaden can really run. He can run faster than any quarterback these defenses prepare for. And LSU's offensive line is coming together. Emory Jones, I thought, should have started the Southern game. But, you know, I figured that was coming. I even reported that about a month ago, that he was going to start eventually this year. But him, Will Campbell, Dillinger, Miles Frazier, they're becoming an offensive line, a big-time offensive line. You throw in Mason Taylor blocking, Nick Storrs, and then you got Jack Mashburn, who didn't play in this past game, by the way. I didn't see him on the field. And the running game's actually got a chance to be pretty good. I think Armani Goodwin had a really good game. I think Noah Cain's going to show some more stuff in the upcoming games. And then John Emery was rusty. But I think this team's got a chance to be one of the best teams in the country. I really do. But just remember, LSU beat a very good Mississippi State team who's got one of the top defenses in the country. Their defense is legit. Their D-line, they'll have three of those guys playing in the NFL. They've got two linebackers that'll play in the NFL, two DBs that'll play in the NFL. That is a very good defense at Mississippi State. And Mississippi State's offense is well-oiled and very experienced. That's a good team LSU beat. That's a top 25 team. That's a statement win. And that was a tough-fought win. They fought, like Coach Kelly said, they fight. Very impressed with Greg Brooks at DB. very, very much comes up and makes plays. Very much impressed with Major Burns' improvement at safety. Major had some big-time plays. I think this LSU defense has a chance to be special. And then you're going to gain some players in the next game that haven't played all year. Quincy Wiggins will play in the next game from Madison Prep, 6'6", 280, defensive end. Gifted, hasn't played all year. Next game, he will play for the first time. That'll help the D-line. And they also pick up Joe Fuquat, who will play by Auburn game. And they also will pick up Banks, the kid from Ohio State, who has yet to play. He'll play in the next game. So they've been without three of their top 20 on defense, three of their top maybe 12, and look phenomenal on defense. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk high school football. We'll be right back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. This segment, we're going to talk about high school football. I went to three games this past week, stayed local. I want to go ahead and start with Dunham Tigers. This is the best-looking Dunham team I've ever seen. I'm going to say that. I've been watching Dunham football going back to Trafton when it was Chapel Trafton, and now it's Dunham. You know, when I think of Dunham, I think of Stingley, Kerry Coke, Todd Kinchin, Sean Candelosi, those four great players. But none of those teams had a lot of talent, like a lot of big guys. This is the biggest Dunham team I've ever seen in my life. They have a legitimate chance to go deep in the playoffs because they have linemen now. They go 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", on their D-line. I mean, they got a tight end that's 6'6", 230. But the D-line is just crazy on size. I mean, these kids like Malachi Jackson, who's on O-line now, he's 6'2", 6'3", about 240. You got Colin Franta, D-line tight end, 6'6", about 230. You've got a junior defensive end by the name of Laramie Guidry, who's 6'4", 6'5", about 230, 240. Plays tight end also. You got another big D lineman, Jake Rizzo, who's 6'4", about 235, 240, plays DN. I mean, these are some big guys. And the quarterback is Matt House's son, the D coordinator at LSU. Jackson House is his name. He transferred from Kansas for his senior year at Dunham. He's got a cannon. And this kid can run. He's tough. If there's one thing they don't have this year at Dunham is a phenomenal running game, but I think their passing game and their defense is going to be what's getting them to deep in the playoffs. I really like this Dunham team a lot. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Liberty Magnet football in Baton Rouge, the Patriots. Had a chance to talk to Caleb Jackson, the LSU football commit, who's sitting out with a sprained ankle. We'll be right back. We'll talk more high school football. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen, talking high school football. Liberty High School. I had a chance to go see Liberty play live Denham Springs on Friday night. Caleb Jackson, who's committed to LSU, the running back from Liberty, who I think is legitimate, by the way. He's got tree trunk legs, runs a 10.800 meters in track, which is incredible for a guy 205 pounds. He's about 5'9", 5'10", about 205, all muscle. Caleb, I had a chance to talk to Caleb before the game. He's sitting out with a sprained ankle and should be back in about 2 weeks, he said. He said he feels good. real positive. I loved how he was on the field with his team. He was, you know, twirling the football around and hanging out with his team, which is good to see. They have a linebacker named Jordan Okoye, who's 6'1", about 220. He's a big-time linebacker, senior. They got another kid named Richard McNeely, who's a DB receiver, about 6'2", 185, another big-time player. I think he's D1. Jordan's D1. They got a kid named Bryson Morgan, who does a good job at receiver DB, really can run, got good size. They got a kid named Amari Bradley, who's a DB receiver, senior, got a lot of talent. Tough kid named Brian Ezell, Jr., plays DN, really a linebacker, probably could go D2. Lester Jones was out, didn't play in the game. He's a D1 defensive end, 6'3", 230. I mean, there's a lot of talent at Liberty. Another senior named Dylan Albert, linebacker. Javontez Kohler is a receiver. A lot of talent on this team. Braylon Gayran, a receiver, runs about a 4.5. Kylan Gross, their quarterback, is big time. I like this guy. I think he's going to get a ton of D2 offers. I mean, Kylan is a phenomenal player. He's 6 foot tall. If he was 6'2", he'd probably have about 50 D1 offers. But the kid's got a cannon arm. I also want to mention Denham Springs is loaded. They won the game Friday night over Liberty. I'm really impressed with their tight end. They got a big-time tight end named Andrew Goodwin. He's LSU good. 6'2", 220, 4'5", great hands, great routes, phenomenal H-back prospect. I think, look, remember this name. Andrew Goodwin's going to be a phenomenal college football player. They got two D1 quarterbacks, Reese Mooney, who's a senior. And also, they got a sophomore D1 quarterback in Jerry Horn, who's 6'3", about 190. They got a great corner named Mason Verras, who's been offered by Mississippi State. He's only a junior. Big-time defensive end, I think, Alex Chandler, who's a senior, who'd play probably linebacker in college. They got a big-time DB junior named Deshaun McBride, about 6'2". Great, great speed. Cam Kelly and Ray McNeely are great running backs. Cameron Eldrick is a great receiver corner for them. Orjay Johnson's a guy to look for in the future. He's only a junior running back. I mean, they got big-time lineman Porter Gibson, who's 6'4", 290. Nick Bowden's a big-time player on the O-line. They've got big-time big guys. I mean, Zachary McCabb is a big-time junior lineman. I'm going to tell you, they go about 290 across on the O-line and D-line. These guys are physical. They're very gifted. And their best O-lineman, their best prospect's named Tyler Kimball. He's a big-time player. He's in our preview magazine. All these guys are. He's 6'5", about 300. And runs about a 5 flat. A lot of talent at Denham. Denham's loaded with talent. Look, I'm going to tell you what, Britt Beard, these guys look like weight room warriors now. They're not just big. They can play. This is one of Denham Springs' best teams I've ever seen. Kudos to Coach Beard and his staff at Denham Springs and what they've done. We're going to come back, talk a little more high school football. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Be sure to get our preview magazine. All these kids we're talking about are in it. If you're a mom or dad, your kid has been mentioned on the show, they are in this preview magazine for 2022. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com to order a copy, either south or north. I want to mention Live Oak High School. I had a chance to see them this past Thursday night against Bonneville. out of Kenner, Louisiana. Live Oak has a really good team. I talked about Denham Springs earlier, but Live Oak, not a strong run game, but very, very good everywhere else. I love the offense at Live Oak. They got a really good quarterback who's 6'5". That's right, 6'5", and he's only a sophomore, Sawyer Pruitt. He goes about 220. Cannon arm. And he works his feet pretty good in the pocket, too. Not bad. They got a great defensive line led by Brandon Mayer. They got a great DB in David Veriz. They got another tough DB in Skylar Martin. They got another good receiver in Brandon Jones. They got another big-time linebacker in Tyler Mayer. His brother is Brandon Mayer. They got a good kicker in Britt Schultz, who's only a sophomore. He kicks them in the end zone. Cam Crist is a heck of a tight end for them. He's a sleeper, new guy, first-year guy from baseball. 6'1", about 210, can run. They got a big O-line, big D-line, and I really like their defensive line, too. Brady Odell on the D-line is a big 6'2", 275-pound nose guard that can move around. And their O-line's got a young guy named James Sadler, who's about 6'6", about 330. Really impressed with these teams in Livingston Parish. Haven't seen Walker this year. I saw him last year, but I did see Denham Springs and Live Oak. And I'm going to tell you what, the coach at Live Oak is doing a great job, Blaine Westmoreland. These guys are strong and physical. I also want to talk about Bonneville. Bonneville has a great team, too. They just lack depth. Their quarterback, Henry Petey, is a great athlete. Man, he's a great athlete. And they got a big-time lineman named James Young, who's 6'4", 240, that can really move. Jacoby Reed is very good. He's a senior, 6'2", 280. They've got a lot of talent. Nestor Perez is everything for this team, kick returner, running back, kicker. He's a senior. I think he's a D2 guy. Nick Allen's a pretty good DB for them. They got a kid named Janelle Langley, 6'3", 200-pound corner. He can really go, and he's very tough. They just don't have a lot of depth. These kids play hard at Bonneville. And their staff is made of B.J. Cohen, who played for Marshall, and also the Saints. He played with Randy Moss at Marshall, B.J. Cohen. He was an All-American D lineman at Marshall. They got a great staff. Ivory Scott, former Bonneville player, is their O-line coach. And look at Willie Allen. Is also an O-line coach, former LSU player, ended up being going to Michigan and TCU, but he's an O-line coach on that staff. A lot of good guys on the staff, a lot of talent on the team. Just, again, they need some depth. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope everybody's doing great, and have a great Monday. We'll be back on Wednesday. We've got the Hall of Fame guy coming on, Doug Ireland, my buddy, former SID at Northwestern State. Great guy, Doug Ireland, will join us this Wednesday. And we're going to talk about the Louisiana Hall of Fame in Natchitoches, Louisiana. We'll talk a little Northwestern State. And we'll talk about LSU. We'll talk about everything. That's Doug Ireland will be with us. Longtime SID, retired from Northwestern State. And also he's with the Shreveport-Bossier Journal newspaper, which I write for in Shreveport and Bossier City, the journal, which is online. Hope everybody has a great Monday. Again, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.